So when people start out on a new fitness routine, a lot of times the first steps are usually on a treadmill. Question is, are treadmills really all that?
The answer in your Best Body Report with personal trainer Fairfax Hackley. Hello, Hack.
Hi, folks.
So, you know, so many people use treadmills to start a workout. Are they completely safe, or can people get hurt on them, Hack?
Well, you know, treadmills are the most go-to piece of cardio equipment in the gym, but they're also responsible for more injuries than any other piece of equipment, primarily because people don't really know how to use them properly. But, you know, believe it or not, Hillary and Sean, treadmills were invented in 1817, and they were invented for animals, not human use.
Wow.
So that may be one part of the reason why.
Well, how can we minimize some of the injuries we get on treadmills?
Well, we need to familiarize ourselves with the console, especially the stopping and starting. Also, minimize distractions like watching TV, listening to music, sitting back and reading. Also, something that's really, really important, people tend to go way too fast on the treadmill. Also, they fly off the end of the treadmill because that's their exit strategy. When they don't want to exercise anymore, they get tired. So you really need to know your limitations.
What are some of the things folks should look out for on a treadmill?
Well, the type of treadmill, number one, the things that they're also trying to accomplish. You know, a walker can burn up to 300, 400 calories just by walking on an hour, but a serious runner can burn 1,200 calories on a treadmill. So this is why it's the go-to type of equipment. But most people injure themselves due to human error.
Go-to equipment, mainly for convenience. So are treadmills really the way you want to go if you really want to lose fat, get into really good shape?
The best thing, Sean, is to vary your routine, change the surfaces. Do, you know, use treadmills, but don't use them exclusively. You want to prevent repetitive stress syndrome. And also, you'd like to be able to cause as much variety as possible.
So I hear that you've asked Santa for a treadmill. Why? What do you want?
I want a $100,000 anti-gravity that was done for a NASA spaceman.
Really?
So I could be like, float like LeBron James and... You know, the Oakland Raiders and Stanford, although I went to Dartmouth, so, you know, you got to be pretty smart to order one of those from Santa. Santa hates it because he has to deliver so many of them, you know, around the country. But it also, you know, it gives us an incentive to tell him he needs to work on his core a little bit more.
quickly, 15 seconds, $100,000 treadmill. What does it do that you can't do for $500?
Float on the air.
Really?
Really. I mean, that's the point. I mean, you're actually floating on air, and it makes you more efficient, and it actually minimizes a lot of injuries. But I'd opt for the treadmill desk instead.
Oh, okay then. Well, that's a whole other topic.
We don't have time for. Yeah, but we could ask Santa for it.
All right. Thank you, Hack Fairfax Hackley, with your Best Body Report.